Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. You're about to hear the Serving Today program, which is for pastors and church leaders. This episode was recorded with the late Phil Crowther back in the early 2000s, before he went to glory.
Welcome to Serving Today, the program for the servants of Christ. I'm Derek French and it's good to be with you again. Preaching from Mark's Gospel. Phil Crowther looks at more of Mark chapter 7. A number of years ago, I was asked if I'd visit a lady in great distress. I was pastoring a church in a small country town. When I met the lady concerned, she was indeed in some anguish and very depressed. I asked her what the cause of this was, and she told me a sad story. She'd come to our town from another country, and so looked quite different from most of the people around her. She went on to say that whenever she went out, even if only to the market or shop, because of this difference in her appearance, instead of people welcoming her, as they should have, they just stopped and stared at her, and some even pointed to her. This happened so often that by the time I was asked to help her, she was afraid even to answer the door of her house when someone came to visit. I have to say that she was a lovely person whom others had treated badly because of the prejudice that was in their hearts and minds. I must confess never to have experienced anything like that lady until a number of years later when I visited another country. I obviously looked different from most of the people around me, and because of that, many of them stopped and stared at me. At first it was quite unnerving and made me feel rather uncomfortable. What made it worse was I didn't know the language of this country, so I couldn't even say hello to the people. I thought about this for a while and decided that the next person who stopped and stared at me, I would simply return their stare with a smile. It was quite remarkable because every time I got a smile back and sometimes even a wave of their hand. If only the lady I began with today had received a similar response, I'm sure she would have felt quite different. Now you may be wondering why we've started in this way, and the reason is because of the passage we're going to look at in Mark chapter 7, because it deals with a person whom many others would have avoided simply because of where she came from. As you know, we have the help of Phil Crowther, who's showing us how we might preach through Mark's Gospel. And the great lesson we'll learn is that Jesus never rejects anyone because of where they live, or their language, or education, or colour, or religious background, or anything else we might be able to think of that may cause people to be prejudiced against someone else. We're concentrating today on Mark 7, verses 24 to 30. So, Phil, what do these verses deal with?
A Gentile woman shows great faith.
So what do we need to sort of look at by way of background in our sermon preparation?
Well, it's a big contrast, really, isn't it? Because Jesus has been talking about the Pharisees. You see, the Jews think that they are clean. They think the Gentiles are unclean. Jesus told them that they're not clean because sin comes from inside and we all have dirty hearts. And you can read again the first 23 verses. Now Jesus turns away from the Jews and goes to a Gentile area. Gentiles, or Greeks in some versions, are not Jews. The Jews thought that the Gentiles were unclean. However, Jesus wants to show that the Gentiles are just the same as the Jews. Both Jew and Gentile need God to change them inside.
I think that's an important point as well, Phil. There are lots of people who think that your nationality makes you a Christian. It actually doesn't.
Make any difference because it's all inside, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. You cannot become a Christian by anything you inherit from your parents, by the country you live in, by the language you speak, the culture you're familiar with. The Lord has to change us, doesn't he, within.
And we can be like the Jews. We can somehow think that we're better because we were brought up in a Christian family. And you can imagine what the disciples, of course, they were Jews. You can imagine what they thought when Jesus went to a Gentile town. And remember that the Jews thought that God too had no interest in Gentiles. So let's read the verses. It would be good if you could read on, actually, to chapter 8, verse 10. But Derek will just read chapter 7, verse 24 to 30.
Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and didn't want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, A woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone.
Thank you. Now, if you do read on, you'll notice that some of the stories that you read are rather like those we've already read in Mark. The big difference is that Jesus now shows the Gentiles who he is. He's been showing the Jews who he is, and now he shows the Gentiles.
Phil, what sort of issue should we take note of before we come to our making out our sermon?
In verse 24, Jesus goes to Tyre, that's a Gentile town. Jesus didn't go to look for the Gentile people. He entered a house and didn't want anyone to know it. But they came to find him. Remember that Jesus' work was to show the Jews first who he is. He told us to take the good news to the Gentiles, to the rest of the world. And in verse 27, it sounds rather unkind, doesn't it? "First let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
Yes, it's not exactly pleasing on the ears, I'm sure, initially. But there was a history to this, wasn't there?
Well, it sounds unkind, but of course we need to remember that Jesus is never rude to people. Remember that Jews sometimes called Gentiles dogs, and they were being rude. It meant that they had no place in God's kingdom. Now, we know that Jesus is going to show his love to the woman, so his words probably mean something like this: "You know what the Jews think of you. They think you're dogs. So why have you come to me?" Jesus doesn't want to put the woman off. He does want to bring out her faith in him.
Yes, and of course we'll see that in a moment or two again. What would you then say is the main point of the sermon?
Very simple. Jesus accepts anyone who trusts in him.
So how do you suggest we introduce this?
It was hard for the disciples to see Jesus go to Gentile towns. And your people need to understand this. Perhaps your tribe or your country have old enemies. So you look down yourself on certain people. Jesus came for these people as well as for you.
Yes, I remember a friend of mine who served the Lord in another part of the world, and somebody from a different religious background became a believer and joined the church. But the rest of the church still treated that person at arm's length. And when asked why and challenged, they said, well, because of where they came from. You know, they're not one of us, really. They're from a different group within our country. And that's very sad, isn't it?
I was reading yesterday a quote from somebody who wasn't a Christian about the universities in Rwanda. He said there are three groups of people in this university. There are Hutsis and Tutsis, and there are Christians. And he said, we need to learn from the Christians how they treat one another.
That's lovely, isn't it? So different from the illustration I've just mentioned.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Where the Christians, you know, this person was accepted by the Lord, but the Christians were not willing to accept them. Okay, well, what headings would you suggest we have for our sermon on these verses?
Great need and great faith.
So what would cover the great need? What verses?
Well, you can see in verses 24 to 28 what a need this woman had. You know, Jesus always accepts people who need him. You can tell the people, show the people from the verses how desperate she is. She doesn't wait for Jesus to come out of the house even. She must see him now. Jesus wanted to be alone with his disciples, but he still doesn't tell the woman to go away. And that's because he always has time for people who need him.
It's a lovely picture of the Lord, isn't it, really? So encouraging.
It is. So see how desperate she is, and see how humble she is. She doesn't mind when Jesus says, verse 27, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. She doesn't say, well, I'm as good as any Jew. She knows that she deserves nothing from Jesus. Are you like her? Are you humble as you come to Jesus? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter about your background. It doesn't matter how bad you are. It doesn't matter if you're from a Christian family. If you know that you need Jesus, Jesus will never send you away. Great need.
I think one of the things that you often see in the Bible, isn't it, is the honesty of people over their need.
Yes.
And the Lord responds to that, doesn't he?
He certainly does.
Yeah. Well, you said 2 points, great need, great faith was the other point.
Yes, it's a remarkable faith that this woman shows, isn't it, in verse 28 to 30. And the point here is that Jesus always accepts people who put their trust in him. Look at the woman's faith. And remember, it's a Gentile. It's such a contrast to the Jews who have been struggling to believe in Jesus. 3 things about her faith. See how she begs Jesus. She asks Jesus so strongly. She doesn't say, well, perhaps you can help me. She knows that Jesus can drive out the demon. She begs Jesus because only Jesus can do this. And then notice how she keeps on asking. When Jesus tests her faith, she doesn't give up. Or she doesn't mind being a dog if she can have some crumbs from the table. So she keeps on asking till she has what she needs. And then see how she accepts what Jesus says. It's lovely in verse 29 how she's happy to go home because she trusts Jesus. And she expects, when she gets home, she expects to find her daughter well. And so she does.
Lovely confidence in the Lord here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And remember that the disciples are watching Jesus. They've not often seen even Jews believe like this, but this Gentile woman believes. And here's our point, you see. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're like this woman. Other people don't want you. Jesus accepts anyone who trusts in him. So here's the question, really. Will you be like this woman? Will you bring your great need to Jesus? Will you beg him to save you? Will you believe his promise? Here's a promise from John 6, verse 35. Could you read that for us, Derek?
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
There's another lesson from a different angle. You see, Jesus is willing to accept anyone who wants to trust in him. Are we like Jesus? Do you perhaps look down on some people? Think that they're no good? If we're like Jesus, we must welcome anyone and everyone.
And with that very practical application from Phil Krauser, we must end this edition of Serving Today. Thank you for being with us, and I look forward to your company next time. So until then, this is Derek French saying goodbye, and may the Lord help us all to have that same welcoming spirit which characterised Jesus himself.
Thank you for listening to Serving Today, a podcast produced by the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast on Podbean. You can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @servingtodaygbm. And you can also search our back catalogue of programmes by going to our webpage. That's www.gbm.org.uk/radio. Goodbye.